all that noise?
Live, 7:30 a.m. hour. That is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Intro. Morningwood Radio. Competitors here. I side. We got Hunt the Sheriff in the middle. How are we doing today?
Did you see? Do you guys notice something different? Do I glow a little bit more?
You're looking. Oh. I can see your face a lot better.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I don't want you guys to be jealous, but I've got an influencer light now. Oh shit, bitch! I made it, dude. How, Alex? How much did that cost?
I don't know, 50 to 100. I forget.
Oh, the company is struggling. The company is struggling. You know,
if I move my desk down, I get some natural light going on.
Yeah, why does Hunter look better than all of us?
Why is your head so blurry right now, Alex? I think, sorry, not Alex, Ryan, your head's really blurry.
Yeah.
Blurry? Okay, it's probably the white light. Here, let me move the desk up.
Because I look so beautiful right now that your camera's struggling.
It just puts all of our other stuff to shame. I'm on high def, bro. What you talking about?
You look better now, dude. You were coming through it like one pixel at a time.
I gotcha. I think it's actually your internet that slows and that makes us look kind of defaulty pixely, but we're on crisp picture-esque right now.
I'm closer to the satellites, so you have to understand that you're in Indiana down below sea level with like all the pond scum. I'm up closer to God and the satellites that are pumping out the cell phone service.
Is that how it goes?
I think so.
I think the bum homeless energy infiltrates the pure perception between you and the satellites in there in Cali Town.
This is exactly the trash talk I wanted. So a while ago, I didn't recognize this. Like the majority of people that are on the internet are using filters and lights and all of these things to make themselves look entirely different than they really are. I remember a while ago, I was chatting up this chick and we FaceTimed and I was like, why does your face look like it's like glowing? Like, why are you so vibrant? I was like, what's with you? I was like, you look incredible. And she's like, I have portrait mode on. And you can FaceTime with that portrait mode filter and it completely changes the way that you look. And she took it off and she looked like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh,
like, yeah. So I don't know, dude, I'm up in my game. I just went from a 9.3 to a 10.3.
But you're saying you don't have a filter on right now. You just
no filter. Dude. This is just me. Okay. I just put natural light on. I mean, you have to understand, like, the beauty and the contour of my face when accentuated with the right lighting. I mean, 10.
That one time you were in the studio, it looked like you had a very red Rudolph nose.
I was pissed at Alex. Alex was fucking up the lighting. I was about to kick him off the job. I was like, listen, pal, I look like I just came out of a freaking oven. Like, I'm steaming hot in my face. Damn it.
You were sunburned also.
I was not sunburned. You're sunburned. I mean,
I don't know that it had much to do with sunburn. It was the contour of the lighting.
Oh. Have you guys seen the movie Blade 1?
No, yeah. But didn't that dude go to jail because of tax fraud, tax That's evasion?
You can't send Blade to jail. He's a vampire killer. That's just a rumor. But okay, so when there's this one scene when Blade has to go talk to this like fat vampire.
Yeah.
And it does all the computer work. That's what Alex looks like right now. Can you Google right now Blade fat vampire and get a picture reference?
We're going to go side by side. Blade fat vampire.
Yeah. It's like picking between my two children. I can't do it. I don't know who that is. Yeah, type in Blade Fat Vampire. This would be a good reference point. You're going to have to bring it up. You're going to bring it up on the screen.
How did Pearl get so fat? Because he eats the hearts of... Oh.
Is there an image?
Yeah, kind of.
You'll know.
Oh, God. I don't know that Alex is this bad.
Bring it up.
This bad. Okay. This is like... fucking. This is worse than Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Blade fat vampire.
Alex, just had a question. Yeah, that's what Alex looks like right now from the angle I'm looking at.
We are the same color.
Look at screen two. That's what I'm looking at. Because before, Alex's camera was right up against his face, and you could only kind of see the
just looking
porcelain. Yeah. Yeah. So this brings me to
a little bit
the
like
topic
this.
Of the day. Who do you think Facebook user is?
Okay, so what happens is we have three studios or three social accounts. Two of them are public, your YouTube and Hunter McIntyre Facebook professional page. Then there's a third one, House Training. And then because that's a private group and you have to be accepted in, anyone that comments from that page watching it live will show up as just Facebook user.
Interesting. You guess my dad?
Well, hang on. We'll call these people out right now. Hang on. Let's see.
You can't send anything?
Hang on. We'll call these people out right now. Dina has been. Hang on. It's your boss, you effer. Yeah. So it's Dina commenting right now. Thank you, Dina. Love you.
Thanks, Dean. So this brings us up to the topic of the day. Now that we've been looking at these really attractive vampire pictures, as you guys may or may not have seen, we have put up the Fight the Fat Challenge. We have House every holiday season has this Fight the Fat. And to kick things off ahead of time, I'm challenging these two gentlemen, Alex, my cousin, head of House Media, head of McIntyre Media. And we've got the champion, Ryan, basically the Swiss Army knife behind the company. And we've got the two of these guys going head to head to see who can have the greatest transformation from, I think the start date was like September 8th or 7th or something.
This is day 7.
Is it 7?
Day 7 already?
We're 1 week in officially.
Fuck. Okay, so it started the 7th, and they've got until November 1st to have the biggest transformation. Now, the interesting piece about this, it's not done on the scale. It's not done via measurements. It's 100% done through visual voting. It's the People's Choice Awards. So we're putting this in the hands of the community to vote and decide who has the greatest transformation. And I personally would love to vote, but I don't have the right to because I could be swayed. Alex being up here in the mountains or Ryan manipulating me, telling me he won't do the work that he's supposed to do. I could be manipulated both ways. So I've taken my hands out of this situation. My hands are tied. So at this point, it's 100% in the hands of the people. My dad's calling right now. Now, I want to bring in an important metric right now. Last night, I put out there just to tease who thought was going to win this challenge.
I think I'm the anti-hero here.
Well, I'm trending right now because I was in the starvation episode.
Okay.
How the hell do I see who? Okay. So, guys, in
how many
the
votes?
Vote.
Yeah, because you can see how many people actually voted.
We probably picked a bad time because I put this up at like 9 o'clock at night. Mm. So by the time. Only really people who've like been up and looking at their cell phones are people on the East Coast.
The Nighthawks.
Out of 66 people that voted in, 62, 40 votes are going to Alex.
Okay.
22 are in the hands of yours, Ryan. Now, okay.
I wonder if these people have actually clicked in and seen the type of training that each of us are doing. And then I wonder if those votes would be swayed unanimously in the other direction.
Yeah. Well, listen, as an outside observer,
yes,
I'll admit I see Ryan is training. Alex is taking a Mr. Miyagi approach. He's like rubbing his hands on trees in circular motions, but then all of a sudden he may just show up and dominate. Like it may just be one of these kind of things where he's been slowly burning the fat cells to the point where, like, all of a sudden one day they all implode at the same time.
He goes into his room at night and just planks for 8 hours and then comes out and he's like,
Alex,
I'm just
sleeps in plank position
in the trees.
Yeah. Now, Alex has been spending time with me, and he comes into the gym, and you know, I'm doing my Murph routine. He does his push-ups, he does his squats. You know, he's been pretty diligent about like doing bike rides alongside of me back and forth from the gym. Now, I'm only up at the cabin about 30% of the time. Don't know what's going on. Now, I like to look at Ryan's social media to make sure that he's actually working. And he's posting in the gym at least 6 times a day, meaning that he's not working and he's in incredible shape.
I have lost 5 pounds in 7 days, though. I tell you what.
Now, Alex lost 7 pounds in 1 day. Now, I don't know if that means Alex forgot to take his clothes off the first time he weighed himself and then didn't the second time. I don't know.
He had dumbbells in his pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some stories if you want.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
So day two, I just thought I should drink a gallon of water in an hour, and I didn't realize that's dangerous because you'll lose your salt levels in your blood. So I weighed myself after peeing like 20 times in 1 day, and I was 210. And then the next day, what happened? I was doing the sit-ups with the propane tank, and then it was 205 that night.
Okay.
So you've lost 5 pounds of pee?
No, but I had already peed like 20 times, so I figured it wasn't in there anymore.
So weigh in today, what was it?
Yeah,
I could do it in 1 minute.
Okay, yes.
Let's get some real stats here.
Yeah,
just to fire this thing up, let's get some side by sides. Ryan, you got those things?
Yes. Let's remove this guy. Present. Stop screen. Present.
Dylan Dorn, all the way in Indiana. He's been training really hard. I think he's probably really jealous that he's not part of the Fight the Fat team. Dylan, if you had a much worse physique, you may have been able to make the team. But Dylan's actually been doing really well. He's been training hard. I'm actually impressed from a million miles away. Okay. Now, let's just pause for a second here. Let's do a real deep dive.
Now, and I think what we need to do, because is Alex is at the position of the position that he is of head of media, which means he can manipulate photos. So I think we need to bring in
100%.
The shitfluencer call-out guy, Mr. Goob, on IG that calls out these shitfluencers, as he calls them. He's coined the term. That he's like, he can pick out where things have been manipulated. Maybe biceps have been increased. Maybe waistlines have been trimmed in. We may need to sling it to Goob to see if anything has been manipulated on this final picture. Nothing has been here.
Get the best sources. Now, let's just make sure that we bring in all aspects of the photo. Now, the first thing that I notice is a baby fire extinguisher. Now,
yes.
The second things that I notice is that one shoe is untied.
Yep.
And then the third thing that I notice, the most important thing I think people need to pay attention to, is there's a pair of rollerblades right there next to the trash. Now, this to me is a flex on Alex. That he's showing Alex that at any point in time, he could throw out the rollerblades into the trash. And that's a flex on Alex right there, because Alex's number one passion in this world is rollerblades. So at any given time, he could start abusing those rollerblades if the tension gets too high. Now,
that was my subtle hint that I put the blades next to the trash, indicating he is trash in that I'm going to win this.
I personally am seeing all the things that are unsaid. Now let's go into the physique. I notice immediately we've got some decent calves going on here. And then if you go up the body, we've got a nice oblique cut right here on the right quadrant. So we've got already a cut. And then if you go up into the midsection, I can see the shape of four abs starting to come in. And we got some nice traps. And based on the way his arms look, he may have manipulated those arms to look a little bit bigger. I cannot tell.
I wish that was the case. I wish I had more skills than just Canva, but I don't. As is.
And he's got a good chest. He's got a good chest. Now, do you have a side? Do you have an opportunity to see Alex so we can just
go over
and judge the shit out of Alex?
All right, here we go. Okay, up so on
This is after a week of drinking a lot of beer and a lot of food. Like, I stuffed myself for a solid week.
I think Alex has the biggest opportunity.
I ate so much that it hurt.
Now, Alex, if you were looking at one of these Fitfluencer ones where you try to find the cheaters, Alex intentionally put himself in front of a crooked fence so that you could not tell if the boards were bent. Does anybody notice that? This is a genius move on Alex's part. A genius move. What he's done is he's made sure that the background is so cattywampus that no one can truly understand when he manipulates all the photos. Now, let's zoom out a little bit. I want to get a full understanding of his body. Alex has more of like this, basically what I would call just telephone pole legs. It's the same width in circumference all the way around from his heel to his hip. And if you come up, Alex's midsection actually doesn't look bad. You've got two oblique cuts right there. And we've got – now, where Alex, I think, may have some good advantage here is Alex's chest looks like a cutting board. His whole body looks like a cutting board. There's no contrast there. There's no, like, big chest, big gut, any of that kind of stuff. It's just a block.
So he's got the most, like, you look at how people when they start carving clay or carving out of, like, they chisel their stuff out of the whatever it's called. He has the perfect body to start the chisel. He's got the block bod.
Yep. Now, if I was coaching Alex, which I am, because you've got Parker.
Yes.
I'm basically going to have Alex work exclusively chest and shoulders.
Okay.
Tons of Murph style training, and we're going to get his upper body looking so puffy, and then we are going to starve the rest of his body.
Okay.
So he looks like Johnny Bravo. The second thing that I'm going to do, which is going to be a dirty trick that I'm not going to share right now, is going to completely blow you guys out of the water. And it's going to throw everybody off so much, they're not going to know how to handle it. But being that this is my client, I can't tell you guys my proprietary formulas for success here.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. The corset wearing is out of the question here. You cannot tie a corset on and wear it 24/7 to shrink
Alex
those.
Alex exclusively is wearing corsets.
I've seen how those medieval people are. Their waist shrinks and then they bind their toes and then they end up looking smaller and all because of a corset. This isn't a corset challenge.
Reagan has switched her vote from Ryan to Alex. This is big.
Damn.
From a professional nutritionist.
Damn.
She knows. She's transformed more bodies than us by a million.
I am a huge underdog anti-hero here. Just keep shoveling it on. It just fuels that fire right now.
The world has fallen in on around you, dude. This is going to be tough. Okay, so can you turn to the side image? This is the most important one. I think it's the most like, you know, it's going to show that hidden tummy that Alex has been hiding. I think Alex is bringing it in.
Let's go to the side screens.
Now, everybody knows that that beer is a big deal in Michigan, and kegs are their favorite. Now, Alex has been transporting a keg from Michigan straight back to California, and it's strapped to the front of him. I want everyone to see this thing. What? Alex, you're sucking that in. You're sucking that in.
It's normal.
All right. Better than I thought. Now, look at this. If I could draw a line from his nipple down to the ground, you probably only got about – no, you're going the wrong way. Go straight down. This is why he's so manipulative. He's on crooked ground so that we can't really tell here. If we go straight down.
His right foot is angled up, and then he's angled down. Gosh, dang it.
Magician. But if you went straight down, you're only looking at like a couple inches of belly material here, which is not a bad place to be. Now, once I buff up those pecs and he's got these huge buff tits, and I'm gonna throw some inches on the backside of that ass, so
You gotta
it
build the
really
dunk.
puffs up. Yeah, he's got a pretty good one, but I'm talking about
Pretty
like
good dunk.
I'm talking about influencer butt. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna puff up these shoulders here going on. It's gonna be a beautiful body. Ryan, let's go over to see what you got going on.
All right, we'll stop this. We'll get the real true champ here going on.
This is intense. This is far more challenge, like more competitive than High Rocks World Championships. You know, Alex exclusively wears tank tops now. I haven't seen Alex wear a regular shirt in a week.
Wow. He's just...
This is my influencer Brooks running shirt.
We went to an influencer track meet, and let's just say it was very
influencer track meet.
I don't even know what it was. Wow. Interesting.
There's a lot of bloating.
You've got a bigger tummy than Alex has.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that this is my day one photo because I looked at this today and we're in a good place. Let's just say that.
So zoom out a little bit. Let's focus on that straight line down to the ground. You, I would say, have a bigger belly region than Alex does.
Yeah.
We could work on
these late night beer munchy sessions. That's gone. Beer is warm and in the closet right now.
Mail it here.
Being that we just signed on with Puma, what kind of shoes are you wearing there? I'm not saying you're a bad person.
These are Meyer brand Charlies. They're from Meyer. Charlie.
What's Meyer? Is Meyer ice cream? Oh,
so no, that must be a Midwest thing. That's like a glorified Walmart.
But way better.
It's like a big grocery store.
It's the
wow, Marshall Couples coming out. Saying that he's taking Ryan on this one.
Thank you. Ian.
Oh, Jesus, Mary
and Marshall.
He sees
potential. He sees what's out there.
Marshall Couples. Marshall, are you training hard for Battle Bunker or are you hardly training? Because I just finished all the workouts. And let me tell you, dude, you're going to have blood blisters on your ass cheeks. This is going to be a hard, hard weekend.
I think I'll bring a box of
tissues, two jugs of Advil. Caleb's here right now. I'm not giving him any inside information, but let me just tell you, he's going to be trained the fuck up. Mm. And Marshall and Caleb have been duking it out for a long time. I think Marshall just nailed him on the last Battle Bunker event, but I think Caleb's got more determination after he got kicked in the nuts at Starvation. And the Starvation documentary's just got finished. Big applause to Alex.
Yeah,
incredible work there. I'm not going to lie, dude. Of all the content that we've ever done, I've never laughed so hard. And
Wild Boys, because
Cooper's on right now, dude.
Rewind it. Yeah,
they're on right now, dude. Watching those boys, I can tell you right now are by far. Cooper, you gotta contact us and get us your information, dude, because we're sending some party gifts over to you guys. They were by far the greatest. Greatest thing I've ever had in a race ever. I mean, I've done hundreds of races.
The push-up challenge had me rolling. Just in the middle of the road, in the middle of nowhere, everyone just got in sync for a push-up challenge.
Ooh, dude, look at this.
Doing.
Rumor is that Alex has been eating the spirits of his enemies. Alex for the win. Now, I think, Alex, there's a place up here called the Pillar of the Gods where I think there's, like, spirits and demons up there. I wouldn't doubt that Alex goes up there naked and allows the spirits to wash over his body. And he's probably made a deal with the devil to win this tournament.
Maybe.
Just saying.
You're just talking saying. About the local FOP that you guys go to.
FOP, what's that?
Yeah, the for veterans.
Oh, no. VFW.
VFW.
No, there's a place called the Pillar of the Gods I got to take you to. Now, the posterior picture, I think, is always the most important one because you can tell about the muscular development. Now, okay. let's talk about Alex's telephone pole legs. Zero muscular definition, even though he's rollerbladed probably 10 million hours in his lifetime. But those ass cheeks, those things are full. Now we go up. You can see he's used his influencer skills to bow out his obliques a little bit here, those love handles. Yeah. He did that.
He's pulled them. He's pulled them. And we can't tell what's he's done such a great job. He's hidden the lines that are up here, so you can't tell if these were pulled. Can't see the line.
This right here, it might become another January 6th. Trump's going to come in when the votes come in, and he's going to say that everything was rigged, and people are going to raid the Capitol building again. If you look at the top, we can see the build of a broad back, but what we're looking for is a muscular back. We're gonna try to beef these up so I can see a little bit more shape. I want to make sure that the people are impressed, because if you look at my last year's transformation photos when I was traveling across Europe, I looked beefy. My back was the best photos that I had, but I had been drinking too much that summer, so my stomach didn't look as tight as Kyle, so Kyle beat me.
What's going to be great about this is I know the viewers that were listening right now are going to be like, what pictures are they talking about? But Alex has done such a great job on transforming our podcast that now not only can you hear our audio several hours after we do this podcast on Spotify and Apple, you can also see the video. So if you click in, you're going to be able to this video on Spotify on all our before pictures, front, back, side to side.
Yeah. Now let's be real. What are you taking product wise? Are you pumping up on creatine right now?
Me? Yeah. I'm taking the X2 every day.
Alex is lifted up on X2. What are you doing, little stank boo?
Little stank boo. I got X2 and Builder. And some protein powder, Optimum Nutrition, and then Parker's got me on this other thing. I won't give it away, but Parker's got me on some protein powder.
Are you on fat burners right now?
I don't know what that is. No.
Dude, don't you guys remember?
When I got in my best shape, when I was Alex posted the before and after, I was 30 and I was doing two-a-days. And I was taking Shakeology. I had zero type of creatine, zero type of protein powder. It was just Shakeology. So the fact that I'm actually using supplements this time puts Alex at a deep disadvantage.
I mean, do you have that Shakeology magic powder again?
No, it's like $150 a month. I'm spending that money elsewhere. Putting that money into food, putting that money into
at the casino.
Yeah.
So
you can't buy this body.
We have a bunch of questions here that I'm going to rattle off in a second.
All right, hang on. I need to load up my back because I think I got Alex on the jump on this one.
I'll tell you though, fat burner. So back in the day, like when I had probably was making
this legal, are we able to do this?
What's that?
Fat burners? Yeah,
you're allowed to. They've definitely changed the formula. So back in the day, when I only had like $1,000 a month to my name, I was spending $500 a month on supplements, and I was getting protein, like ZMA, fish oil pills, pre-workout, casein protein at nighttime, and I was ripping fat burners at the same time all the time. Like, my butthole felt like the gates of hell. Like, it was just cooking hot.
Because they put, I have been taking fish oil pills.
Now, this right here is the development of an athletic body. Like, you can clearly tell that you've been lifting weights, because look at the whole structure across your back in comparison to Alex. Now, the thing that's going to be a little bit challenging for you, unless you really work on it, Alex has a bigger opportunity for a transformation here because he doesn't show any muscle back there. So
there's no contusions. There's no definition on his back. So if he does his corset workout, he'll be able to have some contusion and be like, oh, damn. So that just means that I got to get that much bigger of a definition going on for these before and after.
But is it who looks better overall, or is it biggest transformation?
Biggest transformation.
Biggest transformation.
Okay.
I mean, like, people got to vote. We're going to put the images next to each other.
Sorry, my Aunt Cindy was calling. My Aunt Cindy was calling.
Aunt Cindy. Look at this. We got another vote for Alex. Brian, you're getting creamed right now, brother. I am not trying to insult you. I am here to support you all the way. But I think, you know, people love the underdog. There was a guy up above who was saying, you know, we love an underdog story. Clearly, Alex has never really trained very much. So,
yeah. Is this people, because I think, excited for him. I think this is because of that reason that my before body is what Alex is actually looking for his after body. And I'm already starting. Yeah, I'm already starting with Alex's dream bod.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Dude, you are his, like, you're like his honeymoon bod. Like, yeah. He made it. He got married, and now he's at the beach with his wife looking all good and stuff. Like, you're his dream body. So understand you're already in a really good spot.
Okay.
Can you Trevor, guys be real with me?
We talked before, bud. All right, Antihira, I'll take it.
Trevor, that was an awesome meme. He made an awesome meme of me yesterday.
Really? Maybe I think I need to hire Wad Zombie.
I want to ask the people who are watching the show, and I want to get the vote from you guys as well. So we're trying to improve this thing, and we actually might have our first sponsor coming on board. Ryan, I was going to tell you about this. I can't mention it just yet, but people like, you know, have been watching the show. They want to sponsor it. So we've been trying to increase the quality of it. Now, I don't have the headphones on me, but I'll just give you guys an example. Like, we started, we started the show using headphones like this. This is a $19, Jesus Christ, help me. Oh, God. I'm just trying to show you guys. Like, these are $19 headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, we started doing the show with these. This is a $350 headphone.
Dang.
And I'm not trying to tell you guys like I'm Oprah rich. I'm just telling you, like, we wanted to invest so that you guys heard better quality. So from you two who are a part of the show, do you guys think this sounds better? And people who are watching and commenting on the side, I really want to know what your guys' thoughts are.
Do we all have deeper voices now that we have better?
I don't know. You started out with a way better setup than I did, Ryan. But what do you think?
That was Austin Alexander for us. We should rely on him.
Does it sound better?
So, Hunter, there's another plug you need in order to use the microphone. You're just using the headphones on those.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you run in and
where the hell is the audio being picked up from then?
Probably the computer.
Really?
Sounds average. Yeah, so those have two cables. They're meant to be used with the mixer. So I have a mixer, but you'd have to plug it in and use a mixer, and it makes it a lot more complicated.
You're telling me that this is not even working right now. I have this thing that's shaped like a baby dick right next to my mouth. You piece of shit, Alex. You should have just told me this.
You said it worked. I was like, I'm surprised it works because there's a whole cable that's supposed to go into a mixer. To use.
You know what, Hunter? It's like those DJs that play at Tomorrowland. You're up there, you have it on, it looks official, but are they actually twisting knobs or are they just playing a pre-made set? Right now, you might be playing a pre-made set.
No, dude, I think it's working because I'm rubbing my fingers over this and you can very much hear my fingers going over top of the microphone.
We can't.
Really?
Yeah.
What the shit, Dick, man? You lied to me. All right. And now I've got this goofy light right here.
The light looks good.
Does look good. The light kind of sets off or offsets the downfall of the audio.
I feel like when someone told me that Santa isn't real, this is a fucking charade. You have me wearing this thing and it doesn't even work?
Santa's not real?
Headset with professional mixer.
Jesus Christ. I can't trust anybody. You're my family. Not only do you work with the team, you're my family. And you had me wear these things? I've got these little microphone things in my pocket carrying around thinking that I was going to lose it somehow. And you lied to me?
I think that's what needs to be plugged into the mixer.
I don't even know.
No, it's an XLR input.
Oh, the XLR.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys are such asshats. All right. Well, now that my day is ruined, I don't even know how to do the rest of the day. Well, we'll leave it to this. I wanted to really bring this on here and let everybody know what we're doing. So we're going to outline this thing, really, really nail it down. There's Camp Ryan and then there's Camp Alex.
Mm.
Right now, even though there's a lot of like BS fun, by the way, your camera's really blurry, Ryan, again. Even though everyone's having a lot of fun, at the end, the vote really comes down to the body that's transformed the most based off of those photos that we just shoot. And there's $1,000 on the line, cash. Big, stanky bucks. 1,000 big, stanky bucks.
I need it. I want it, baby. Money. I want it, baby.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Alex is going to crush this. Camp Alex for the win, dude. Another vote for Alex. Oh, wait, dude.
I saw this. I want to bring this up earlier. Or I saw this earlier. Somebody said, let's go through a day of eating for Alex. Because last night I saw a big, fatty – potatoes are good, right? But then there was butter on them. And Brussels sprouts are good. But probably if they're served at a restaurant, they were shaken in butter and some salt. So what is Alex eating on a daily?
I don't know why you're telling Alex these things, because Alex doesn't know what a macronutrient is.
Oh.
Alex doesn't know that butter has calories. Like, okay. Alex doesn't know these things. Alex was raised in the great north of Michigan. He has no understanding of the things you're discussing.
Well, in Michigan, don't they just eat up throughout the entire spring, fall, and then they just have their body fat to go storage to go through the rest of winter? It's like a hibernation mode up there in Michigan.
Children in Michigan do not drink. I don't even know why I'm putting this microphone near my face. What the fuck? Children in Michigan don't even drink milk when they're raised. They drink Labatt Blue from a young age. They're raised on Labatt Blue, and they're fed just the filthiest food ever. And their bodies are meant to survive the hardy winters. So you've got such great advantage over Alex. So I would not give him any information possible. Okay. Right now, it seems to be a landslide of people thinking he's going to win.
That ice cream aisle that you were going down last night, Alex, go back to that, because there's a lot of macronutrients in that aisle.
There's right. A lot of nutrients up in there.
Nutrients.
I was waiting for you to Venmo me a couple bucks to buy some ice cream. And
shit, then I'd be paying
for your demise, and I don't want to do that. I mean, it'd be
so
nice.
Mad. I actually told Caleb a bunch of times, like, we should have bought the ice cream. Like, what were we thinking?
Alex, when you get over here after this, I'm going to stuff this microphone up your ass for lying to me. I cannot believe that I've been wearing this thing next to my face this whole time. I feel betrayed. Okay,
it's
so
funny that you can hear it in your ears.
Let's stay focused here. So the transformation, everybody on November 1st has to take pictures of their body, and we are posting them up immediately. We're going to ask that everybody take them in a very similar situation, if not the exact situation that they took their original photo in, okay? Any doctoring of the photos?
Immediate DNF.
Yeah, immediate DQ, if not more potential punishment down the line. And we're going to do weekly check-ins with the crew, and you guys can do whatever you want. I'm Alex's life coach at this point. I'm going to try to teach him that, you know, going out to restaurants and fast food are not okay. And you've got Parker who's helping you get along on this. But we're looking for a real transformation from Alex. Like, we're about to go run in the mountains, and Alex is coming along. I don't know if you have mountains in Indiana, but seems like you're already.
I got Woodway treadmills, and that go up to 15%. I'll be doing just fine.
All right. I like this.
And I do have sand dunes. Up there in Michigan City.
How far is Michigan City from you?
50 minutes. We have something. We have a Mount Baldy too, that Walter Payton used to run on.
Ooh, it's like 200 feet tall.
Probably.
Yeah,
Ryan, I'm flying into Gary on Wednesday.
Okay.
I mean Thursday.
Wait, but then are you going Gary back up to Michigan, or go Gary?
Yeah,
to
Indiana? Yeah.
Okay.
We're buying the Gary. What's Gary? What is this code that you guys are using?
Gary, Indiana.
the butthole of the Midwest, right? Is that
it's a small regional airport, like a South Bend. It's local Midwest talk. You don't need to worry a little head with it.
We're gonna rapid fire some questions that people had. Not all of them are in. Not all of them are in involved in this, but we're just gonna try to go through because we always try to be a good host along the way. Okay, let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. Ask me a question. Here we go. A lot of perverted ones. I shouldn't have posted that shirtless picture. You guys should see the DMs I got. Alex, I read one to him. You have no fucking clue. The best DM that I've got ever, if not, yeah, it was.
You getting some OnlyFans offers?
Way worse than that.
Oh, shit.
A married man contacted me and said some very perverse things and told me not to tell his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very, and his wife's in his profile photo. I mean, it is hard in the paint here. Packy Vegas, how do you manage the week before a race? Cut the volume down, watch action movies, just hang out shirtless all the time. Okay, let's hang out here. How long do you advise training for Hyrox? Anybody who's training for a Hyrox, if you've never done one before, you need at least 3 months. I think Alex, at the end of this thing, Alex should have to do the December Hyrox. Mm-hmm. Are you doing the Chicago Hyrox?
Yeah, November 11th with doubles.
I may fly in for that.
Okay.
To come watch, but let me tell you, dude, the next day I'm going with my homie and we're going to the Detroit Lions game. They're playing against the Rams LA.
Detroit Rock City.
Dude, I love the Detroit Lions. If you could live in a movie, which one would it be and why? Duh. Big Trouble, Little China. Has anybody seen that movie?
No.
It's the greatest. Anybody who's not seen Big Trouble, Little China?
Deer Hunter just came to Netflix. It's a 3-hour movie. I can see why Kyle was like, okay, let's get the drag on.
I'm not a cheap fuck. I bought it.
Okay.
Wow. Marshall Couples is talking about Jack Driscoll beating him. That's true. That's embarrassing. That's really embarrassing. How would you build an elite athlete from the ground up? I would put them on the skier. I would make them run and I'd have them do heavy deadlifts. We need your that was from Michael Kirkmeister. We need Hunter and your products in Sweden. Any plans to visit? We do sell, guys. This is Tisky. Our products sell across all of Europe. So if you guys are in Sweden, you guys can buy from builderinternational.com and you guys can just go on and get all the products there. Really easy. TLA coaching, how much do you weigh? Each of my ass cheeks weighs 10 golden bricks. Kong 2115. Can we get a live with you and Savan soon? Listen, Savan can come on our show. Now I miss Savan tremendously. Sarah Malage, would you marry me? Nice.
Proposal.
Who do you think will win, Alex or Ryan?
Oh,
I think that Ryan has a much easier opportunity than Alex because he's been there before, so he knows what it takes. I think Alex has the people's vote, which is really a dangerous thing. He's the people's champ, and he's got the great, like, you know, that like those like new age gym gains that just fly on quick. If Alex stays focused, he could get this. He could get it more easily than Ryan could. But I think Ryan's got the better chance, even though I'm coaching Alex. 5 sentences. How do you build muscle and endurance at the same time? 20 rep back squats, mass gainers, and ride a bike a fuck ton. Let's see here. This one's good. Maru Bartoni, are you bisexual? Not for you, brother, but Elton John. All night long. Project Bo Riggies. What's the biggest challenge of becoming a fast runner at 200 pounds plus? Injury. Injury is the biggest thing and volume. My dad keeps on trying to FaceTime me. Hunter Maine, what's your current diet like? I am I'm getting back on the mass gainer train. I'm trying to hit 600 grams of carbohydrates a day, 200 grams of protein. That's all I care about. Bobby Savage, how do I earn a pink bottle? Anybody who wants a pink bottle from Builder, if we can tell that you are a soldier of the team, we will mail it out to you. But if you're not a quality supporter of the team and you're not out here supporting Alex and Ryan's journey, we can't help you guys. We've got 500 of them, and usually they get to be handed out to the people that are out here. But I'm just letting you guys know right now that those things are reserved for true soldiers of the team. Oh, wow. This one right here. Will you ever return my texts and calls? Savage. Mm. Savage. If you guys, you? I tell everybody this. If you want to get a hold of me, you have to call me. This person clearly hasn't called me. Anybody who's got to know.
He very well could be emailing you, or she could be emailing you, text messages. I've seen the screenshot of like the text message. There's on average 50 plus unread text messages at a time. So your best bet is to give him a call.
Yeah, I don't know how to read how many text messages I have unread right now. Do you think you could have gone through Buds? With my hands and feet tied behind my back, I could have crushed Buds and all the soldiers in it. JTOCR. Navy SEALs hate when I say that kind of stuff. They're like, no way, man. We're the best people in the whole world. We swim in the water, do push-ups. Crush the shit out of you guys. Best carb, sugar, and sodium per hour for long beast race. So, guys, this is what I would tell you right now. There's a lot of really interesting information out there about this, but you should be looking at getting about 1,000 milligrams plus of electrolytes an hour. Our Hydrobuilder has just under 1,000. We're increasing up to 1,100. And what you're doing is you're probably taking in gel mixes that have electrolytes in them as well. So you're looking at around 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of electrolytes, primarily coming from sodium an hour. You can have about, I think, 40 to 80 grams of carbohydrates an hour. Some people can get up over 100, depending on how well your gut can handle it. And I think that's the best thing you can do. You should try to make sure that you are getting in. I like specifically doing gels for carbohydrates. We use BOA as well. But those for carbohydrates, and we use Builder, obviously, for, hydrating. But you should be having 40 to 80 grams of carbohydrates and about 1,000 to 1,500 grams of electrolytes plus up to 2,000 per hour. Zane David, have you ever shit your pants during a competition? No. When I'm competing, dude, this thing's tight as a drum. Other than that, I think we're good.
Who was the person that gave you the biggest competition on Broken Skull Challenge?
There was this guy, Ian, that I never actually got to compete against. He was a freestyle national champion in wrestling, but I was getting buffer year after year, knowing that I'd go up against him, and I would have fucking torn the spine out of the top of his ass. But I was waiting for that, but I never got to compete against him. He was the most dangerous person by far. Other than that, nobody. It was just a sweep. It was really great, though, that my ex-girlfriend Cassidy was on his team, and I was with another chick, and we competed, and the team that won got to pick the person that went into the pit. We obviously didn't want me to go wrestle against Ian. We beat them on this wheelbarrow carry, and he was a way bigger guy than I was at the time. We smoked him on this wheelbarrow partner carry, huge fucking box, and then I sent my partner, God, I'm fucking her name up really bad. Oh, I'm really embarrassed now. I'm going to say Laura. I sent her in to go wrestle, and she just stuffed Cassidy so badly. At one point, she smashed her face into the ground. There was blood, and there was woman tears all over the place. I sat there rubbing my hands together, as you know I like to do. And Cassidy, when she got done, threw such a fit, screaming at me in the crowd. They put me in a car and drove me away immediately. They didn't even interview me. There was so much anger out there. It was epic. One of the best days of my life. And obviously, I walked away with like tens upon tens of thousands of dollars, and I also got watched my ex get stuffed. So the combination of the two, I mean, it was like being on my honeymoon by myself with lots of money in my pocket in the greatest place ever with Steve Austin watching and being like, oh shit. And there's also well over like 100 cast and crew watching. It was the best day of my life. I can't go back there. I will get married and she'd be like, my wife's gonna be like, is this the best day of your life? And I'll lie.
You're like, actually, yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin broke his skull challenge.
Let me tell you a story that's way cooler than this. All right, in closing, Caleb Yates, why does your mustache look like a prepubescent boy's? Because I don't have a fat face like yours. Your mustache looks big because you have a big, fat, swollen face. My face is angular, and because my jaw is so big, it makes my mustache look small, Caleb. Served you a hot slice of pie with that one. I do respond to handwritten letters, Cooper. And Frenzy, how many watts do you average on a two-hour bike ride? I don't know, 250? Maybe a little more. And Ryan, we did crush the try, and Jordan decided to bail on us because he was too busy putting makeup on and driving cars. I don't know. I love Jordan. He's the man. All right, guys. This competition is between you two guys, so I'm taking my hands away. I'm going to obviously be a Sherpa to Alex, but you guys understand you're about 45 days away from glory, and it's going to be in cash. I'll just pull on you guys. I'm going to shower it on your hot pods.
Yep, Parker. Parker is my coach, Lightning Party Fitness. He's rebranded. So what we got Lightning Party Fitness, lightning bolt behind I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Lightning Party Fitness, shout out.
Is that Parker?
Yeah.
That's Trevor. He's on my team.
All right, boys. Yeah. Parker, get fucked. My soldier's going to win. All right, guys. It was great talking to you. We are over and out. Anything you guys need to get out?
What's the plan today? Final.
Yeah.
We're literally – you should be here right now, dude. We're leaving here in 10 minutes. So hop in the car.
Okay, I'm going to go hop in the car.
Right. Are you gonna do the loop with us?
Yeah.
Okay. I pray for you. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, boys.